talk to me, damn it, or else I'm gonna throw you in the fire!
You like scary movies?
Ghost story and horror film addict.
Ooh, scary movie.
Welcome to Spooky Night with your favorite uncle and host, Alexis Chainsaw Massacre.
Hey y'all, happy fucking new year. This is your favorite granddad and host, Alexis Chainsaw Massacre, and I am not alone today. I have with me my partner in crime and in horror, Bizarro, everybody.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
And welcome back.
And welcome back. It's been a hot minute. When was the last time we podcasted together? Was it The Exorcist?
Probably, yeah. It's been a bit. It's been a couple since.
Well, and this is a special episode because today we are going into detail of what we've seen in 2023, which after doing some porch talks, we are realizing that there was a lot more in 2023 than...
Oh, yeah, definitely. You did some legwork background, you know, thinking back.
About, yes.
You know, I did not.
No, that's okay. I did it for
but
us.
You're filling me in.
And also, I'm getting over the COVID, so I had some days to just, like, sit and veg and watch some 2023s that...
Yeah.
Well, you've been preoccupied with Mario Wonder.
Absolutely, I have.
So, which, side note, if you have a Switch...
It rocks, yeah.
Are you really surprised? Mario games are always fucking bomb.
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Just, you deserve it.
Yeah, don't buy a PS5, buy a fucking Switch. Anyway, we are not sponsored by Nintendo.
That'd be rad.
Oh my god. Fuck yeah. Cheers, baby.
Cheers.
We're sponsored today by Great Lakes or some shit. Actually, we're sponsored by no one, but we're drinking. Because it is New Year's Eve. So it felt like a...
A year in review.
A year in review is exactly what we're doing. So we're going to talk about what we had going on this year and what the 2024 has ahead of us.
There we go.
Which... I'm here to tell you guys, 2022, I think, was a special year. And I think one of the issues that I had was, oh, nothing good came out this year. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I have a tickle in my throat. I'm still on the meds, you see. So, yeah, 2023, I was like, this is kind of a dog shit year. As I was looking through and seeing... Oh, actually, that's not true at all.
And there were a handful that I was surprised. Oh, that was this year.
Yeah.
It feels long enough ago or enough happened since then. They were, you know, from January and February.
Like, it's just been a long year.
March, yeah.
And, but
it's been
a
long year. Been a long year.
I think what it is, like, in comparison to 2022 had so many bangers.
Mm.
And whereas this year, there was a lot of solid ones, but I'm having trouble picking favorites for this year.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, I'm going to go through what we've seen this year collectively, and then I'll go through some of the ones that I've seen. Now, mind you, Bizarro has seen some of these in passing, although he is an avid video gamer, and when that Mario music comes on, the horror tunes out.
I do Switch while movies are happening.
Yes.
I can't claim to have seen all of these.
Yeah, and before everybody comes at me and is like, oh, this isn't a horror movie, some of these are up in the air. I just went by Google, but I needed something to set my ass straight because thinking about what have I been doing in a year... I don't know. Truthfully, like, we watch a lot of stuff. Sometimes things blend together. Sometimes I would have told you it was 2 years ago,
yeah.
And it wasn't.
And maybe this is a personal feeling, but a lot of horror movies have real lame titles that just kind of run together.
Yeah, and we're going to come across that here in a minute. So, babe, just so you know, my documentation system, I did kind of try to put these in chronological order. That only sort of worked, so just bear with me. But, so I know one you and I were talking about that we were like, oh, 2023, yes indeed, it was a January release, Megan.
Megan was fun, yeah.
Megan was lots of fun.
Even my brother enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, and, you know, and he's not a horror fan
it's
at all.
It's a horror-ish movie, yeah. But it's also, it's a good ride. Because it's not super serious like you.
No.
It's what you wanted out of it, you know.
it started off with, like, a really funny infomercial. From then on, I was like, oh, this movie's gonna have me. Mm-hmm. It did great. You know what, though? I don't want to credit... I didn't make this up. I think I heard it on Rotten Tomatoes is wrong. Mm-hmm. One of them said, Chucky walked so Megan could run. What are your thoughts on that?
There you go. I like it. It's, yeah, that's...
And a lot of people... Did you ever see the Chucky remake with Mark Hamill?
I did not.
So, there's a lot of hatred towards it. I didn't outright hate it, but there was a lot of room for improvement. But without that remake coming out, I feel like Megan got a chance to learn from that and what went wrong and to do it up a little bit.
I think Chucky was one of the many that you screened for me.
Oh.
there's a lot of movies that my first time through is your second time through.
Correct. Yeah, because I'm sure we've made this clear in past episodes, but one of my, like, quote-unquote wedding vows is that I go through all of the horror movies and then just show Arlo the ones that I think that he would like. That doesn't hold true for the ones in the theater.
And she's such a sweetheart.
I'm sorry in advance. You know, I'm feeling a lot better, but there's been a lot of me not talking for days. So, my throat is very tickly. I am going to be drinking beer to help nurses. Please bear with me, though.
Whatever you got to do, honey.
But yeah, so Megan, all in all, pretty solid.
It was fun.
It was, because I remember we saw the trailer, we were like, this looks dumb as fuck. But it was a good time. Definitely one of the better ones of the year, I would say. What do you think?
Yeah. I agree.
So the year started off strong. Now, the next one I have on the list is Skinamarink, which we can definitely say that was our least favorite of all time, if this year, for sure.
It's, yeah. And, you know, after watching it, it was one of those that you really want to get on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever and read some other people's thoughts on it, because I felt so strongly about it that I felt like I must be missing. And I gather that people were taking... I don't know. It did not work for me.
No.
I couldn't have felt...
And you know what? Just as soon as I thought that maybe it was time to give it another chance, actually a couple days ago, Julia, our sister-in-law, who is also with the COVID sickness... tried to watch that. She's like, I turned it off. I was bored. I'm like, good fucking call, dude, because it doesn't get any better or change from there.
Yeah, and I mean, I like the idea of, you know, the movie happening in that weird in-between space when you're scared as a kid and the darkness has that thickness to it.
Yeah.
And things happen, you know, but it didn't work for me that way.
No. And you will know, those of you that... Actually, our Skinamarink episode probably got the most views for this year.
Because we hated it so much.
Yeah, there was all the hatred. And you guys probably know me well enough that I don't go at things with a malicious intent of, like, what to talk shit about. That's not my style. I just hated this fucking movie.
Neither of our tastes, which are different, would point anyone towards that movie.
No. So... don't want to.
I guess enough said because we did a podcast.
Yeah, don't want to beat a dead horse, but still, we did that episode almost a year ago.
We don't like
still
it
the worst.
Right.
Still the worst. Yeah. Maybe 5 years from now, I will check it out again. But I think I need to heal from that experience. All right, on to the next one, Scream 6, which we also did a podcast on. Mm-hmm. Still one of my favorites of the year. You know, going through so many months later, Scream 7 is turning into a goddamn disaster.
Yeah, which might make me enjoy 6 even more, because we're not going to get... That story should... They're going to give us something else. They're going to put something else to make money on. Like, no one involved in 6 is going to be involved in 7.
Correct. The director just walked off. The two girls are done. Yeah, Nev Campbell's maybe coming back. But honestly, I don't know.
We'll go see 7.
We will. But. For the sake of movie pass... But here's the thing. People keep talking about, like, well, this might be it, guys. No. Get your naive head out of your ass. The movie's still going to happen. Oh, somebody will pick it up.
They'll find a director, and they'll find, you know, they'll find people, you know, how closely they can keep it to, you know, whether they can get Nev Campbell back or whatever.
Yeah.
But
Or if they're going to bring fucking... But
there will be more Scream.
Or will Dewey come back from the dead, then I will definitely...
There will be. There's going to be more Halloween movies.
Although, you know what? This might be the prime opportunity to resurrect Matthew Lillard like the fans have been wanting.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do it differently this time. And
He might direct it. I don't know.
Oh, but that'd be interesting.
Actually, I'd be so down. I did see an interview with him this year saying that he was supposed to come back for Scream 3, but unfortunately the timing was right around Columbine, and they're like, we don't want to encourage that type of bullshit.
I thought you were going to say it was right around the time of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, well, he was pretty busy for that.
he was jet-setting on a world tour.
Which, I did just find that on VHS, and I was pumped. I haven't watched that in a long time. But yeah, Scream 6, you know, again, without... Because we already did that episode. Still one of my favorites of the year.
Yeah, it was good. It was definitely good.
It was legit. Yep. The next one, Infinity Pool. How much do you recall of that experience?
Zero.
So...
Pretty much zero.
All I can say about that one is Mia Goth is the shit. But that movie was weird as fuck. I don't know. It was the most memorable sex scene I've seen in years. You're like, do I remember it?
No, I really don't. I'm struggling to remember.
It was the one where they were on vacation and Mia Goth and her dude, they were hanging out. And then all this weird shit started happening.
I'm sure I liked it at the time.
So, I actually, like, it was cool, but that's one I feel like I need to watch again, because...
Yeah, okay, it didn't stick with me.
It was weird. I don't know. It was definitely one that, you know, got weird and heady, and I don't know if I was interpreting it correctly. Huh. I need to watch it again, but Mia Goth for the win.
Yo, she's rad. I like her.
Yeah, which... She's going to get a shout-out for 2024, so stay tuned. But yeah, so Infinity Pool on either of our ends, and it's...
I have a no vote.
It's what's-his-name, Cronenberg's son, that did The Fly and shit. And it was definitely weird and interesting, and this cat is definitely trying to fuck up. So if you have muffled sounds, because there's a cat ass in the microphone, we'll get a door for this room eventually. Uncle, but for right now...
Uncle causing some ruckus. No.
Okay, so my other one that... Oh, wait, we're doing the ones we've watched. Renfield, which I know we also did a podcast episode on.
Oh, great.
And that's... Okay, this is what Google considers a horror movie. It's a horror comedy action, whatever. Still one of my favorites of the year. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it might be my favorite movie. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert! Actually, we just bought it for my brother for his birthday, and he hadn't seen it yet. I'm like, oh, brah.
I really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, and my one cousin texted me. He was like, hey, I know you watched it, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Did you watch it?
Yeah, because, I mean, Nick Cage, and, you know, of course.
Right. So, the other one, The Blackening, which we also did an episode on.
And that's another one that I forgot happened
this year?
In 23, yeah.
But honestly, also one of my favorites of the year. It was fucking awesome.
It was, yeah. We can't all die first.
We can't all die first. Ruckus, these cats are abundant today, and I'm going to spill a little beer on my book, but that seems like the documentation system that I should have. Okay, here's one we did not do a podcast episode on. And it's kind of debatable on whether it's a horror movie, but Knock at the Cabin.
The Shyamalan.
The Shyamalan.
I wasn't my gut afterwards. I wasn't real high on the movie.
It was all right.
Yeah. And it was another one that I'm not a big fan of trailers, and it was one that was, we see a lot of movies, probably saw the trailer for it a dozen times, and maybe would have been better without seeing anything.
Yeah.
About the little girl and her dad's and, like, the cabin and, like...
And Ron Weasley.
And not knowing nothing. Seeing it all unfold with no spoilers.
That would have been better.
Way different, yeah.
I did, you know, the one thing I do remember about that movie...
But if it's a good movie... Then it should still be a good movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think it was.
I would say, so I judge Shyamalan movies differently. We all know that I have a complicated relationship with him. Uh-huh. I would say it was probably one of his, it was cool in the sense that there wasn't a twist, and that was the twist.
Yeah, I guess so. It was fairly straightforward. It was what you thought it was going to be, and Dave Bautista is pretty rad.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. His character, I had extreme empathy for him, and he did make me... if he came to me at the end of the world, I'm like, what do you need, bud?
He's like, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's the shit. I love Dave Bautista. And actually, I saw a video with him this year where he's like, yeah, I rescued these pit bulls. He doesn't sound like that. I don't know why I felt like
that. That might be a movie that I say, like, that I didn't love, but it's worth seeing.
Yeah, I would say so, like, too.
I don't know. I would recommend it, maybe, but didn't love it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that's a pretty good review. Okay, so the other one, actually, the next three of these we did podcasts on, Insidious, The Red Door, The Nun 2, Exorcist Believer, all of those fell pretty flat for us.
Yeah, I would agree that they were, flat is a good way to say it. Just like, mediocre seems like too judgmental, but they were just whatevers
to me. And even less than, so Insidious, The Red Door, that episode, we spent probably 45 minutes talking about how flat it was, so I'm definitely going to go with that. The Nun 2 was slightly better than The Nun 1, although not great. And The Exorcist Believer. So these are ones you guys all know our thoughts. Don't feel really any differently from the last time.
No, haven't seen them again either.
You know? Yes.
And also haven't thought about them much since then.
Right.
So they're just another name on the list.
Yeah, they haven't held real estate in our minds, hearts, prayers. Yeah. Whatever.
Right. They happened.
They happened and we were there for them.
We can't get that time back, so we're talking about them now.
Here we are. The next one, so I did a podcast on these next two that we saw together.
Uh-huh.
It's Wonderful Knife and Thanksgiving. Oh, I was about to say Thanksgiving.
Those are both fun recent movies.
Yes. Yeah. And so you were a part of that podcast episode. I talked about both of them. Uh-huh. But I talked about how It's a Wonderful Knife was such a cool experience because we knew nothing. We just went.
Yeah. Enjoy that, for sure.
Yeah. Now,
and maybe didn't even pick up on the clues of the title.
No.
You know, at the time.
Like, well, no, I did read in the description. I was like, oh, this is It's a Wonderful Life.
I didn't even pick up on that until I'm watching the story in full. And then it was painfully obvious I had missed it. In the title.
I just thought about,
It was a fun movie.
What if they do a horror movie on, like, a blatantly bad Grinch ripoff? Why have they never done that? So, yeah, those, I honestly, and we'll talk about our favorites after this, but Thanksgiving is definitely a contender for my number one spot.
Yeah.
These fine people did not hear your thoughts on Thanksgiving. What were your thoughts on Thanksgiving, sir?
I feel like you just had a microphone. You just reached across the table and no. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was very slasher. It ticked a lot of boxes, you know, and then did a holiday bent on those things. You know?
Yes.
You know, and then slashers are like. You dig slashers.
One of my faves.
I did enjoy the movie, you know. And the whole, it could be anyone because everyone's celebrating, you know, it's something we're all involved in.
Here's this generic fucking pilgrim mask.
Yeah, we're all part of the problem. Everyone's, so it was very screamy.
Yeah. That was the one thing I felt the whole time. Like, this feels like a Scream movie.
For sure.
In the style of Thanksgiving, but I'm not mad
about
it.
That was intentional.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it was fucking rad.
Yeah.
So, there's those two. Now, here's some other ones that you probably haven't thought about in a little hot second.
Uh-huh.
The Boogeyman.
The Boogeyman.
Because we watched the Boogeymans.
Not to be confused with Boogeyman or Boogeymans.
Boogeyman harder. Yeah. Boogeyman with a vengeance.
With a Z.
Boogeymans.
Now he's in the hood.
So, man. Because I remember, I do, this was one that I was like, what? But yeah, we definitely did see this movie, and then it spawned me to watch the one from, like, 2005 that also was, actually, this Boogeyman that came out this year was a lot better, but those Boogeymans from 2005 was like, there ain't shit happening in these. Yeah,
that is, I mean, if I'm completely honest, that's a movie I did spend time seeing.
We did.
But, you know.
And I do...
That's about as much as I have to say about it.
I do remember, too, we were thinking about podcasting about it, but neither one of us really had anything to say.
Know, you know, like, yeah.
So, and that was probably back in June, so here we are. 6 months later, don't really know.
Yeah.
It was...
It's not going to make the list, I have a feeling.
No. So, here's another one, Pope's Exorcist.
Oh, I did kind of enjoy that, yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Like, for all intents and purposes.
I thought the ending got too spectacular. Kind of like...
They always do.
They had to find the... whatever key, whatever sacrament that was... I don't know how it all worked.
Yeah, somehow it blended with the Indiana Jones universe.
Yeah, there was...
No,
there
was a Holy Grail.
Yeah, their special effects budget was too big, so at the end they were like, well, we gotta throw some stuff in here.
We just have to get a rolling boulder, and it'll open the door to the new sacrament.
I like what's nuts is like an old... Like, I like that, that old, ornery father...
I do character. Too.
Because that, like, yeah, I like that character, and I thought he did it well enough.
I thought Russell Crowe did a decent job. I actually did listen to that priest, one of his books, afterwards, and
yeah, spoiler, he's based on a real guy.
Spoiler alert, there's a lot of prayer in his book, so if that bothers you,
whole lot of incantation.
You probably won't like it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a 300-page book, but so much mantra that it's just like, there's so, but they type out all the father and all the...
Yeah, hear ye, or whatever the fuck it is in the Bible. Psalm 12:10. He who is without sin will cast the first exorcism, or whatever the fuck. Wow, I probably, you know, my Catholic guilt just crept in a little bit. I'm done with all that. But yeah, that movie, I will say it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that was one that was like, okay, we have MoviePass, so we'll go see it.
We're going to go see it.
And it was one that was... Yeah, enjoyable.
Russell Crowe's fighting around the world.
Didn't love it, but yeah, it was enjoyable.
But was it enough? So here's another one in this same wavelength. This one, I did put on here because we both saw it. I don't know. I guess it would be considered a horror movie. Nefarious.
Oh, that's definitely a... it's a...
Horror-y?
It's ish, yeah.
And actually, when I was reading about this movie, it got super mixed reviews. I thought it was a decent movie, but as soon as they announced that the killer's full name was like Edward Wayne Brady or some shit, I couldn't stop. The fucking Chappelle jokes going through my head were already...
That movie was strange because it all hinged on... one dude's performance.
Yeah, it was one place, like, and pretty much one...
Which is neat. Yeah, it could have been a play.
Yeah. You know?
And so it was how well that guy... And it's all set up beforehand. They tell you... I don't know. Interesting. I liked it. You know?
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was a decent movie, too, all in all. But I don't know, for some reason when I saw that on the list for this year, I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I guess that would be considered a horror movie, I guess, but... I do think it was a decent movie. It honestly, the only thing that took me out of it was the Wayne Brady shit because I have the maturity of a fucking 5-year-old. But that's more on me than it was the movie. Excuse me, but that got a lot of mixed reviews. But I did like the whole one scene. Like, it wasn't one scene, but essentially was. It was like two. It was a psychiatrist.
Oh yeah,
and the prisoner.
It was him and his. Not his cell, but, like, wherever he met with his lawyer and stuff.
And occasionally, think of it as Yule Log, where occasionally a hand comes in and, like, stokes the flames. So occasionally that movie, a priest would come in or a guard or some shit to kind of stoke the flames a little bit.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But you're like, what the fuck does this have to do with Yule Log?
Yeah, that was my initial reaction, was where is this going? But
yeah. Wow. I'm
picking up.
Fun fact, this Christmas, I did get my grandmother a Fire Stick, and when I got it hooked up on Christmas Eve, I was like, well, my family loves Yule Log, so we're going to throw that shit on.
Oh, it's great.
And actually, have you watched the Shudders Yule Log, the Ghoul Log?
With the Jekyll-Anne?
Yeah. It's fucking dope. But anyway, so that's one for 2023. Fucking Ghoul Log.
Ghoul Log.
Fucking 10 out of 10 would recommend. Okay, here's another one for you. Voyage of the Last...
Dementor. And it's not a Harry Potter film.
So, that one was okay. Like, it was okay. First of all, for those of you that haven't seen it, it's one chapter of the Dracula book made into a movie.
It's a cool premise, man. About how Dracula makes it to America, right?
Yeah. Well, no. First of all, it was... No, I'm just... I was going to make up a country. No, I think it was the UK.
Or, not to America.
He came here. Okay, our real history is that he came here along the same time that Christopher Columbus did.
Goddamn Mayflower. No. But yeah, so it's like, but it's Dracula stowed away on the ship.
On the ship
that makes it. Yeah, it's
and
it's
he's wreaking havoc.
Yeah,
and
so
I
the premise is probably cooler than the movie turned out to be.
And I think that's what it is. Like, it was cool. My take on it, I liked it enough. But it was a little too long, and there was definitely some lulls where you're like, okay, when's he coming out?
A good movie shouldn't be taken out of a movie going like, you shouldn't have to think about the time you're sitting there, and like, where's this going, you know? Like, if it's a good movie, you're just in the movie, and you're not worried, like... You don't have this thought, you know.
Maybe that movie in VR would be pretty cool.
I don't feel like it was super long.
No, it wasn't.
Just, like, I don't know.
I think it was. I do remember it being over 2 hours. And remember that being a red flag in my mind. I was like, for a chapter? I mean, the people in cahoots with the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbits, they did that bullshit with one book. They're like, we're going to turn it into three movies.
You take a lot of liberties.
So they just did that with the Dracula book, which I haven't read that in a long time. But yeah, that is fucking terrifying. Could you imagine just being like, we're on a cruise? And
the fucking Lord of Darkness is here.
And he's like...
And it's not Ozzy. It's
no, like, he's like, you won't even have rats to eat, bitch. Yeah, I'll make sure of that.
The dark one.
Yeah. So, all in all, was it an amazing movie? No. Yeah. It did have some... Like, they definitely did a great job of setting the tone.
Batman and Angie see a lot of movies, and I told George that... Didn't really care for it all that much, and then he said that they had went to see it and they enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and like, you know, so like,
to each their own.
Yeah, exactly.
And different, and like, I didn't dislike it, but it wasn't one of those ones I forgot about it. Looking up these ones of this year.
Yeah.
Now, here's another one that, you know, might be a little questionable to. It depends on what your definition of horror is. I don't even know my thoughts on it, but. This is a true honorable mention. Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. It's got to be a horror movie. If monster movie...
It's a creature feature.
Yeah. So it's a horror.
And, you know, Arlo and I have been talking about this. I don't believe I'm well-versed enough in Godzilla to make this call. Mm-hmm. I will say it's the best Godzilla I've seen in a long time. I will also say... Let the Japanese do Godzilla. Americans put too much backstory and bullshit into it.
Oh, it was super cool because it was
WW2.
It was Yeah, I guess it took place at, right after World War II.
Right at the end. So the whole kamikaze pilot shit.
And it was also, like, the movie itself was put together like an old Godzilla film, you know?
Yeah.
It was in Japanese and dubbed in English, and, like, it was cool.
It was fucking awesome.
But with 2023 graphics.
And that's, I think...
It was cool as shit.
It almost felt like, to me... It almost felt like I was watching Top Gun Maverick again, but it was a Godzilla movie.
and they re-released it in black and white now.
Which would be
all extra cool to see.
Yeah, I would definitely go back and see that again. Like, yeah, we were both over the moon. The story
was cool. Very cool. Like the... Yeah. I don't know. Spoilers and stuff, but...
Godzilla is around. Like,
the human story was good. The human story was cool, and the way they told it and everything.
I will say it was bearable, because most of the time, we all can agree, we want all the Godzilla and all the humans, so obviously that can never happen.
Sure, we didn't go to the movie to learn about this Japanese guy.
No.
But, you know.
But we did. And it was fine.
And they give you lots of good Godzilla stuff.
Yeah.
They serve it up well.
I honestly, that was one of my favorite movies of this year.
I said it probably on the very first podcast that I did with you, but monster movies are what I like. Yeah.
You know, can we have a drink to that? Because monster movies are one of my favorites as well. Yeah. Cheers.
Especially if Matthew Broderick is not involved.
Yeah, okay. And that's like what we were talking about too. A lot of the American fucking Godzillas, they get all these big name actors to do them. They're like, oh yeah, my name's Matthew Broderick and I found all these fucking Godzilla eggs in a mall. Nobody cares though. And we don't care about you.
And as a child, he ruined Inspector Gadget, so, like, I have a thing about Matthew Broderick.
And you know what? I will say it's not irrational.
So, what's the next movie?
So...
You're getting derailed here.
The one that I saved for last, because we just watched it last night, and
yes,
it was a...
Yes.
We have been on a quest to watch Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey all year.
We thought for sure we'd see it at the theater.
But
we saw previews and we thought, and we knew when it was coming out, and okay, here, you know, we'll go see it.
Yes. Well.
Literally one off.
Well. Yeah, it was in the theater a full day, I shit you not. And then, because I remember it was around Valentine's Day, we were like, oh, we about to get booed up with Winnie the Pooh up. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were all about that.
We're so excited. However, it just didn't last. So all year we've been trying to find a stream for it. Finally, I just broke down and bought it. And we had the best time watching Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And it was... No, of course it wasn't a good movie.
It was fun.
We were laughing so hard because the ultimate question that we can't figure out is... Was Winnie the Pooh oozing honey, or was he consuming it, or both?
So the problem is, yeah, like, what leaps do they want me to take with them?
Yeah, Arlo's, his fucking key phrase of the whole movie was, do they want me to believe that Winnie the Pooh is not just a man in a mask with a beer gun?
Well, I wanted to take the ride with them, like, but...
But,
what do they want me to believe?
And that's, we weren't sure what we were believing and what we weren't. What I do believe happened is that we consumed massive amounts of popcorn and we're like crying to the point of laughter.
Yeah, and which wouldn't have happened had we seen it at someone else's cinema.
No,
but we were at
our cinema.
We were at home watching it, so it was a lot of fun.
Arlo, by the grace of his fucking awesome heart, got me a popcorn maker for Christmas.
It's
so with a giant, like, family-sized bag of M&Ms. So,
which is the more exciting part.
Yeah, so we sat up here in, well, what is our podcast room right now is also our movie room, surrounded by horror movies, and got a screen and shit. So, yeah, we sat up here and did Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey in some fucking style, and we had a great time.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
So I'm really glad that that was our last horror flick for the year.
It's also like we can't. I don't know if how I feel about that movie to recommend it. You know, I had a blast. I enjoyed.
But like, so my couple, you know, friends, but I love them. Julia and Rachel, they both, when I was texting them, they're like, "Yeah, ha, heard that was a dog shit movie." Like, obviously, that's not for everyone to watch, but that's our type of movie. Like,
yeah.
We had just watched a movie that was like Killer Pinata or some shit the night before. So, yeah, Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey was a lot of fun,
and it actually got pretty vicious, and there was some pretty
the gore
crazy, yeah. So I don't know, and I mean they sure left it open to sequels, you know, and it was
campy. And hold that thought.
It was definitely like, you know, it wasn't taking itself serious,
right?
I didn't think
it didn't feel that way. I mean, they had a shitty like fucking plywood sign up with spray paint that said 100 acre wood.
Next yeah, every once in a while, yeah, just like, like for continuity, yeah, like we're still in the same place. Don't worry, like this is still the 100 acre wood.
And Arlo, really intelligent. Like when I say this, I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but it was a really like intelligent question. He's like, "Did you tell me something about them not having the rights to Tigger or something?" I was like, "I don't remember telling you shit." And I have no idea if that's true or not. Like,
I feel like I heard there was something, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm not sure. It was Reddit that...
Well, maybe, and that'll come in our 2024 discussion, but maybe there's room for more.
Yeah, he's like 5 years after public domain. Like in 5 years.
I want all the Disney shit to lose public domain. I'm so excited. So that was our last, but certainly not least, of the ones we watched together. Now, baby, out of that mix of movies, what would you say are your honorable mentions, your favorites? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, out of that list, Renfield.
Winnie the Pooh.
I mean, it's so... That Winnie the Pooh was awesome. I had a fun time watching it with you. The movie was what it was. Renfield, I would say, would be my... That would be my favorite pick of the year.
Okay, I think that's a solid pick.
Which is kind of a silly horror movie, you know?
Yeah, I think that's one that...
And to call it a horror movie probably isn't right, but I'm going to. So that's my pick.
And you know what? On that note, I am going to take a pee break, so I'm going to stop this, and then we are going to pick right back up. See y'all in a sec. All right, and just like that, we're back. Only a little twist. I came back way more congested from that bathroom break. I don't know what the fuck happened to me in a minute, but here I am. Babe,
Hollywood.
What's your status?
Oh, good. A lot less piss in my body.
Oh my god. We don't drink anymore, really.
I'm not full of piss anymore.
Yeah, so like the whole keeping up with the piss is a thing. So Arlo said that his favorite movie of the year is Renfield, and
my favorite horror movie.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Maybe not favorite movie, although let's save that question for the very end. Favorite movie of the year. So I did a little crunching of numbers, like an accountant might do, but I did it for horror. So I figured out that, and this isn't horror movies that we watched this year. These are horror movies that were made and viewed in 2023. So I watched 31. Nice. Arlo watched 16. So, you know, and Arlo was around for these ones that I'm going to talk about too. Most of them. How much he was paying attention depends on Mario. So, well, let me look at the list here. Well, Evil Dead Rise, I did a podcast on that. That's definitely one of my favorites of the year. Loved it, still do. Talk to Me. You didn't see that.
Oh, but the funny hand.
Yeah. Now, I thought Talk to Me was... It definitely took a turn that I wasn't expecting. I will say, though, most overrated horror movie of the year.
Yeah.
It was good, but there were so many people who were like, oh my god, it's so scary. No. Just, I puked in the theater and my eyes started vibrating. Nope. Alright, so, good movie, but not that good. It didn't even crack my top 10 of the year, and that's just me. A couple other ones that I watched. Oh, I said a couple other, a few. Because in the last few days, I had COVID. What else did I have to do? So, one, it was called Attachment. It was in English and in Danish. It started off as like a lesbian romance story where these two ladies meet in Copenhagen and things are going pretty great. The British chick realizes, oh shit, I gotta go back to fucking England. And her new girlfriend are like, what if I don't go back? Well, what if they still have to because the chick has a giant seizure and the Danish chick takes her back to her mother. Mother is very overbearing. She's a very devout Jewish woman. Mm-hmm. And things are very strange about her behavior. And I'm going to leave it at that. Because this story doesn't really take the turn that you expect it to. Actually, I think the Shudder description says too much. This movie's kind of slow, but honestly, pretty legit. I would recommend Shudder. Another one is called Influencer. It's about influencers. No, it's more than that. But this chick, she's an influencer for some bullshit and doesn't really enjoy her life all that much, but tries to make it seem on camera like she does. She goes out to Thailand for this book vacation that's supposed to be with her boyfriend, but he bails on her. So she's doing this vacation alone, pretending to love it, being like, oh yeah, I'm an influencer. I think they're always great. Get in, bitch. We're going shopping. But then she realizes, like, oh, wow, I'm actually missing my boyfriend. But she meets this chick that's also traveling solo, and they start traveling together. Shit happens. It was a pretty cool movie. Was it amazing? No. But it was fun. Huesera. Bone Woman. Definitely one of those movies that does this a similar take on what to expect when you're expecting. When you're pregnant, creepy shit can happen. This is a slightly different turn and twist with this one. A little witchcraft involved. A little superstition involved. Pretty cool. I am not fluent in Spanish, so I needed the subtitles. You might too. The next one, also needing Spanish subtitles, When Evil Lurks. And this one, you played video games during it, but I definitely showed you the scenes. So, excuse me. Based on what you saw, the couple scenes I showed you, what were your impressions?
It was horrifying.
Yeah. I will say this was definitely one of my favorites of the year. There was a lot of hype surrounding this one, and there's a lot of cats in here again, and there might be some noises, but this one was very hyped up. I will say it does live up to the hype, but this was one of those ones where I liked the first half of the movie better than the second half. We should watch it together, but the couple scenes I showed you, it's unsettling the entire movie.
Yeah, and completely out of context as well.
Yeah, so I was like, when I was like, hey babe, look up.
Yeah.
And you're like, god damn it, okay.
Yeah.
So,
but also very memorable.
Yeah, definitely. This was a possession movie, but it took a different spin. It wasn't overtly gory the entire time, but when it was gory, it was effective, is all I'm going to say. So that one is definitely one of the best of the year. The one I watched this week, The Angry Black Girl and Her Monster, that one initially I was kind of annoyed at because I'm like, okay, this is the whole Frankenstein and the monster story, Reanimator. No, well, it was, but it did its own twist. It did its own thing. It was a great movie. Recommend. This one, you saw clips of, at least. No One Will Save You. Mm. Which, I, you know, depending on your definitions, not sure if it's not a full quote-unquote horror movie. Definitely sci-fi, definitely some shit like that.
Yeah.
But one of my favorites of the year. How much did you see of that one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The alien one. The aliens. That's
a, oh, that was rad.
Yeah.
I like part of that. There's a lot of movies that happen that I... The names don't stick.
That's fair enough. Okay, the alien movie, though. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that so, one...
So, like, these movies, like, I don't remember...
Yeah, and that's why I didn't star you off, because either you were in and out or didn't see it. Yeah,
so
it's
more how you feel about these.
So this one of my favorites. This movie was very good. There was not an ounce of dialogue. I think at one point a mailman says thank you or some shit. But that's one of the reasons I waited to watch it, because I knew that. And I'm like, I know I'm going to have to be in a specific type of mood. I want to pay attention and give this my all. So that's the one thing I'll say. Pay attention to that. Cobweb. Did you watch any of that with me? So Cobweb was one that I saw got mixed reviews. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. The ending kind of reminded me of Malignant in the sense that it just kind of does its own thing. And it gets kind of dumb, but also awesome. The whole premise of that is that this kid has these, like, overprotective parents, and he finds out there's this chick in his wall. Keep going. Don't let me spoil all of it. So one that got a lot of great reviews for this year that I wish I would have paid more attention to was that Totally Killer movie that I had on the other night. It was like a Back to the Future type of theme where the chick's mom is like the final girl of this 80s slashing that happened, but the killer does get her and kills her. So the chick goes back in time to try to stop this killer altogether so her mom wouldn't die. I enjoyed it, but I wasn't giving it the attention that it deserved. So I want to go back and watch it. Hell House Origins, The Carmichael Manor, I fell asleep during, but that movie was pretty legit. Bo is Afraid was on this list. And I don't understand why. Yeah, it was Ari Aster that did Midsommar and Hereditary. But that movie I didn't consider to be a horror movie. But I also fell asleep during that. And I don't know what was going on. I don't know if I threw it on again and I'd still know what's going on. But you and I need to watch that. Let's see what else is on here. Run, Rabbit. Run, I just watched a little bit ago, and it was, okay. Nothing to really comment on. It Lives Inside. You and I had that on the other night, and you're like, this is too much for me right now. It was the Indian chick, and she's having trouble with her Indian culture, and simultaneously, she's going through some creepy shit. I will say, for a PG-13 horror movie, that delivered. There were some slow parts, but I like that a lot more than I thought I would, so that was pretty good. Here's a couple honorable mentions for ones that I watched and then fell asleep and then didn't turn them back on. Slaughterhouse. Well, actually, you watched all of that.
Yeah, I did see all of that.
And you told me it wasn't worth turning it back on. Well, it didn't get
better. There were some funny... There was a handful of fun stuff that they did.
Yeah.
With the, you know, the sloth being a ninja and you know, slicing people's throats. But, like, wanted more of that.
There was too much backstory. Then that's what...
Way too much backstory.
We already didn't care. Yeah. And it was a whole message about don't, you know...
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah, didn't turn it back on. That was one. Another one, do you remember watching a movie with, like, The Nun? Not The Nun, but A Nun. It was called Consecration or something like that.
Not
So, not worth talking about. I fell asleep. You didn't really watch it. I didn't turn it back on.
I obviously have nothing to say about it.
So, we're just going to leave that where it's at. And then we have the Children of the Corn remake. Did I have you watch any of that with me?
No.
I had tried on a couple different occasions to watch it. I couldn't get through it. And mind you, that is not, you know, that happens to me a lot of the time. But if I have no desire to turn it back on.
Right.
And that was after two or three times. It just did not stick at all. The other one that I don't think I wrote down, but holy shit, this is definitely a part of the equation. It was a night when you were sleeping. I threw this on because I was like, oh, fuck. We have Paramount now. I'm going to check it out. It was the Children of the Corn, Pet Sematary, Bloodlines or whatever. Mm. I turned it off within 30 seconds because, what you call it, Pet Sematary guy. Don't go down that road. But John, that's his name. It's supposed to be his prequel. Uh-huh. But he had a regular voice. He was just like, sometimes dead is better. I'm like, what? Oh, I'm not wasting a fucking ounce of my goddamn time on this movie if you're not even going to have the Pet Sematary accent.
You're not even going to give it to me.
Yeah. Not like X gonna give it to you.
Well, fuck.
So, I do believe that that is the list of the 2023 horror movies we've seen. You say Renfield is your favorite?
Yeah.
I would say for me, and this isn't, I feel like these are kind of difficult to, I'm not ordering them, but the ones that stand out to me this year are Renfield, Scream 6, Evil Dead Rise, The Blackening, No One Will Save You When Evil Lurks, Thanksgiving.
Well, you're not going to narrow it down any more than that?
They're all very different movies.
Okay, I'll give that to you. Yeah.
But if I have to go with my favorite for the year?
Or a couple. It could be a couple.
I really can't. Like, and I know that's it's a cop out.
It's your podcast. You sure as hell don't
want to. If I had to pick a number one, it's probably Thanksgiving. Yeah, but the only reason why is because No One Will Save You. I don't know if that how much that could be billed as a horror movie. Mm. That one was really fucking sweet. Renfield, I also loved. But again, how much is that a horror movie?
Yeah, in reality.
Yeah. So if I'm looking at like strictly the horror lens, I would have to say Thanksgiving is probably my favorite for the year. But here's what it comes down to. So after reading off this list of shit, some of them we forgot about happening that year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of decent ones, but in comparison to 2022, where you had Barbarian, you had Terrifier 2, you had all the shit that they were all bangers. Not all of these are bangers. They had some fucking street cred.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I probably have to go with Thanksgiving. For me, let's see, what did I say? Thanksgiving, Evil Dead Rise, Scream 6, Renfield, When Evil Lurks. That's not even in the top five. Fuck, okay, whatever. So yeah, Thanksgiving is probably my favorite of the year.
Really? Yeah,
but Renfield is really...
I'm giving it to Renfield. What do you think?
So, you heard it here first. If you haven't seen either of those two...
Yeah, check them out.
Go, actually,
those are two good films to go see.
Oh, Renfield is on Amazon Prime. So, if you have that, go check it out.
There you go.
Now, real quick, because I know this has been a long one, but just to sum it up real quick, Arlo and I both want cigarettes, and we're going to do it. But here we are, 2024. Now, I just wrote down a few of these I weren't sure... I just, like, jotted down little sentences... We have Night Swim, which is coming out in like a few days. Blumhouse. It looks dumb as fuck.
It looks like garbage, but we'll check it out.
But it also, the way it's being advertised makes me think they're not taking it seriously.
Hopefully not.
They should.
It's not going to work if they do. They have to. It has to be tongue in cheek or it doesn't work.
I agree. So we'll see. We're going to see it. Let y'all know. Did you see a trailer for that imaginary movie where it's like the stuffed bear? This looks Chucky-esque.
No, I don't think I did.
Again, looks eh. We'll see. The other one is Winnie the Pooh 2! February!
Oh, shit, that's new. I had no idea.
There was so, I just saw that yesterday, and after finally watching the first one now...
More blood, more honey.
More blood, more honey. Which end is it coming out of? We don't know.
Is it going in, going out?
Is it both? Is it like the recycling logo?
Which direction is
it? We don't fucking know. Maybe there'll be more backstory to the honey system.
So many questions.
So yeah, apparently February. It'll probably take us a year to find out where that's at, too. Yeah, right.
Okay.
There's another one called Lisa Frankenstein that's coming out in February. It looks like a teenage coming of age, kind of.
Lisa
Frankenstein. You looked very excited.
I mean, the puns. I mean, okay.
God damn it.
Yeah, we'll see what that's
This cat's claws are so... They're sharp, but then she does really sink them in your thighs. Okay. The First Omen? So I don't know if this is an Omen prequel. That's what I gathered. That's coming out in April. The Strangers, Chapter 1. So that's one that we have to watch. I have it on here. It's The Strangers. It's a home invasion type of...
Mm-hmm.
But they're remaking it. It's a great movie, but it's not that old to be remade. Anyway, the first chapter of that's coming out in May. There's Quiet Place Day 1 coming out in June. We didn't watch the second one, don't really care. Alien Romulus in August, and this is supposed to take place between Alien and Aliens.
Okay.
I'll fuck with it, but don't have very high expectations. Saw 11, September. Mind you, I forgot to say in the 2023, we did not see Saw 10. Mm-mm. Or Five Nights at Freddy's. Those were probably the big two of the year that we hadn't seen. I heard Saw 10 was great, but just not really a Saw person. Get there sometime. Smile 2 is coming out in October, apparently. I like the first Smile. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's one that doesn't really need a sequel.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it kind of did its thing. But it made money, so they're going to make it.
So they're going to keep. And that's why it's like, for those people that feel like, oh, Scream 7's off the table. No, it's not. Somebody will make it. Just calm down. Terrifier 3, October. Have I showed you any teaser trailers for that?
That would be interesting. Yes. No, I haven't seen any.
Okay.
Teaser trailers.
Well, I probably won't send you anything then, because the only little super tiny trailer that I saw is fucking awesome. And I don't want to spoil anything. Very excited for that. Nosferatu. So, Robert Eggers is doing that. Who did the VV Itch.
Okay.
So we have that. Maxine, the third in the X and Pearl trilogy.
Uh-huh.
That's TBD.
Okay.
But
next year at some point.
Untitled Jordan Peele fourth film. Is this what it's still called? So we'll see. I remember that was saying around Christmas, maybe. Here's the one you and I were talking about, Faces of Death. Are they remaking that with real stuff again? How's that going to work? We're not interested anyway. That's Arlo's, like, do you want to comment on that for a second about, you don't have to.
No, not really. No, I mean.
Not his jam. That's what strayed him from horror for a long time, was the smut bullshit like that.
Yeah, real stuff.
So
but I just don't understand
how they're remaking
Faces of Death. Yeah,
there's another movie, another M. Night movie coming out called Trap, and a return to Silent Hill, which I have the first movie. I don't really remember too much about it. So not a ton of excitement in 2024 as of yet. Well, Winnie the Pooh 2?
Winnie the Pooh 2.
I am excited. I would say my three that I'm excited for. Terrifier 3, that's probably number one. Maxine.
Yeah.
Oh, Jordan Peele. And Nosferatu. Nosferatu was made like 100 years ago. That's probably good for a remake.
It's about time.
It was silent. It's probably time for an upgrade.
You're right, turn this on.
What do you, any of those perk your ears for next year?
I think the Nosferatu, yeah, interesting, for sure.
So.
For sure.
And, mind you, this isn't every little thing, but those were the main titles that I filed for next year.
Right. Yeah.
And as the years always unfold, they'll be like, well, here's what's coming out for Shudder. And here's what's coming out for Netflix. And so shit like that. So it'll get more specific and more expansive.
Right.
But so what this is telling me, though, is I'm not going to be excited for months about anything, which I doubt is true. But it sounds like the ones we're excited for aren't due for quite a while.
Yeah. Right.
So
the end of next year will be cool.
We're just going to have to watch The Bride of the Killer Pinata and stuff to hold us over until the...
The Bride of the Killer Pinata.
But there, you know, there's lots to watch and lots of fun to be had. Shit, still got to watch Five Nights at Freddy's. I've been playing the game. I've been checking on my security cameras, but...
Well, yeah, there's a lot of dumb stuff to enjoy. That was just a list of movies that came out this year that we watched.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a lot of movies that we enjoyed that... Didn't come out this year. Yeah.
Do you, so I know we were talking about this earlier, real quick before we sign off. What was your favorite movie of the year? Not horror, just was it Barbie?
It was probably Barbie. You got me. Yeah.
Was it Super Mario?
It was Barbie.
It was Barbie.
It was Barbie.
It was Barbie. I think Barbie touched all of our hearts.
Definitely.
And our nostalgias. Well, I think that's all we got. Actually, not to say all, this has been quite the rundown of some shit, and definitely strolled down memory lane and makes me realize I don't know what the fuck happens in a year.
It's a lot to go over, man. It's a lot to go over.
Anything else on your end, baby?
I wish everyone the best in the new year.
Let's, fuck yeah.
24 is going to be a good one.
Absolutely. And even if there's not a lot to cover horror-wise right away with the new stuff, please slide into my DMs and let me know what you want me to watch and cover. I have nothing but winter, and so do you. So please let me know. Go to BOOG/.govnights on Instagram. No, I don't know what it is, but you'll find it. Anyway, happy new year all. Stay safe. Stay spooky.
Peace and love, guys.
Peace and love.